Just recently, a case of high-path avian influenza was detected in Colleton County, South Carolina. I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers right now to tell us more about this serious situation. Commissioner, what can you tell us about this case that was discovered just recently?
Well, it was in a wild species of duck. It's a practice to check the flyways, the eastern flyways, and this bird was shot in Colleton County, I think December 30th, taken to the lab where the high-path Eurasian variety was discovered. And so all of the precautions went into to place. That's the bad news. The good news is no further detection has happened in South Carolina. There may have been a bird, a wild bird, in another state as well, and that was just someone passing on information to me. But for South Carolina, we've seen no sign of any transmission to domestic poultry of any kind. Part of that is because of the practices that our poultry farmers have in place to prevent that very thing. So I'm very pleased at how this was handled by the folks at Clemson and USDA, and we work with them to get the information out accurately so there's no misinformation and bad decisions by people based on that. So it's a regular part of the observation and reporting. So it worked, if you will.
Well, and you're right. It was about a week ago this disease was also detected in Hyde County, North Carolina. So just a few hundred miles to the north of this situation that we're talking about now. What is it, Commissioner, that farmers need to be concerned about high-path avian influenza?
Well, obviously, no interaction between wild ducks and geese or anything along with their own flock. In other words, like many of my farmer friends, we like to hunt ducks. And if you do, you just have to take precaution. If you were to capture a wild duck, that there's plenty of sanitation going on before you return to work. I mean, our farmers have been through several cases of this in South Carolina, maybe about 2 years ago, which was very well handled. But the previous cases out in the Midwest, when it caught some of those folks off guard, it really had some consequences. So based on that experience, you know, our farmers take no chances, no risks that they don't think about when something like this happens. So again, poultry industry folks are well-versed, and I'm sure that our farmers, every one of them, took all the precautions that are recommended.
Now, if a farmer or someone else does determine that they have encountered a bird that they think has been infected, what should they do?
Got a couple of sources. Again, DNR has that primary responsibility of sampling the birds, so DNR can be reached at 1-800-922-5431. Tell them what you have. And then if it is a domesticated bird, you know, someone's pet, for example, maybe that interacted with a wild bird in this case, then you call Clemson Livestock, Poultry, and Health. They are 803-788-2260. And again, you know, what's the thing? If you see something, say something. So if you think you see a suspicious bird, you need to turn it in so that we can keep all of these things under control.
Absolutely. And I will post both of those numbers on our website at sfntoday.com. Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, just what I reiterate what I said earlier, just the way that our team in South Carolina operates and takes this quickly, takes it up quickly, acts upon it. Our new state vet, Dr. Njalt at Clemson, I think it was a Saturday afternoon we were having all these phone calls or something. So just again, pleased at the way we respond when we find something like this. And because of that, any impact should be minimized.
Well, once again, don't wait. If you do see something, say something. Those numbers, you can find them at sfntoday.com. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. High path avian influenza, that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.